I've been about courts a good deal in my misspent career, and by and large I bar royalty pretty strong. Well, they may be harmless enough folk in themselves, but they attract a desperate gang of policemen and hangers-on, and in my experience the closer you get to the throne, the nearer you may finish up on the firing line. Why, I've been a prince consort myself, and had half the cutthroats of Europe trying to assassinate me. And in my humbler capacities, as chief of staff to a white Raja, military adviser and chief stud to that black she-devil Ranavalona, and irregular emissary to the court of King Gezo of Dahomey, long may he rot, I've usually been lucky to come away with a well-scarred skin, and my occasional attachments to the court of St. James's have been no exception. Nursemaid in Little Willie was really the most harrowing job of the lot. Mind you, the lad was amiable enough in himself, and he took to me from the first. "You are a brick," he told me as soon as we were alone. "Is that not the word? When I saw you today, I was sure you would tell them of the billiard place, and I would be disgraced. But you said nothing. That was to be a true friend."
"Least said, soonest mended," says I. "But whatever did you run away for that night? Why, I'd have seen you home right enough. We couldn't think what had become of you."
"I do not know myself," says he. "I know that some ruffians set upon me in a dark place and stole some of my clothes."
He blushed crimson and burst out.
"I resisted them fiercely, but they were too many for me. And then the police came and Dr. Winter had to be sent for and, oh, there was such a fuss. But you were right. He was too fearful of his own situation to inform on me to their highnesses. However, I think it is by his insistence that a special guardian has been appointed for me."
He gave me his shy, happy smile.
"What luck that it should be you!"
"Lucky, is it?" thinks I. "We'll see about that."